Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Lorenzo Thomas. Lorenzo is known as Mr. Electricity because of his high-powered public speaking training and his supercharged motivational and inspirational speeches. He has more than 30 years speaking experience and is the founder of Success in Speaking, a training firm based in Seattle, Washington. Welcome, Lorenzo, to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Well, thank you, Carmen, for having me today.
You're very welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, I would certainly love to, Karma. Really, the bottom line is I enjoy speaking in public. I enjoy motivating and inspiring people, and I really feel that it's a skill that others really need to appreciate. It's very important if they want to have success in business and even more than that in life. And I've made it my goal and purpose to help others to appreciate that. As you mentioned, I do have over 30 years speaking experience. I've been speaking since I was really around 5 or 6 years old, and I had extensive training and opportunities weekly to speak in front of crowds from, 10, 20 up to many thousands. And so it's been a real privilege for me to be able to have that training and experience. And it's something that I wanted to pass on to others because I really feel that it's one of those skills that a lot of people perhaps, of course, have a fear of, as we know, but a lot of people also take for granted and don't really appreciate the power that they can have as far as being efficient and effective at public speaking. And so what I did a few years ago is I decided to just start a company, Success in Speaking, really with the stated goal and purpose of helping people to bring out the speaker that's in them. And that's something I feel everyone has the capacity to do. And it's an indescribable joy just being able to inspire others, to help them to get motivated, to help them to make changes. And I always wanted to have my own business anyway. I was an electrician by trade, but injuries and the high employment rate within the electrical field in my union kind of gave me an incentive to start the business and to really push it along. And so that's what I've been able to do, and I really feel the need to help others to appreciate how important the skill is and why it's so relevant and so important, especially in today's economy. And so it's really a joy. I've been able to teach at corporations. I've been able to teach in classrooms with young children, day camps, different organizations, South Seattle Community College here in Seattle, and just various other locations. And the one thing that I can really appreciate is I can see on the people's faces really their desire to develop and enhance the skill and helping them to appreciate again that it really is important. And you can see that people want to. And so I'm just hoping that I can be used as one little cog to help people to appreciate how important public speaking is.
Sounds like a good mission. Now, you've kind of answered this question already, but maybe you'll have more to say on this topic. Do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you are born being able to do, and why?
Well, I tell you, Karma, I think that is such an awesome question, even in the way that you worded it. I'll tell you honestly, I believe it's a little of both, and this is the reason. I feel that everyone, of course, has the gift of voice, unless a person perhaps is, physically handicapped or disabled and can't speak. But it's a gift that all of us have been given, the gift of voice. It's a power that everyone has. It's just a matter of being able to utilize it, know how to utilize it, and develop it. And so in that sense, it's something that we are really born with, but we just have to know how to use it. Now, that being said, obviously, there are some individuals that perhaps have an innate ability to speak or a natural ability or a knack for speaking, and that's what any type of trade or any type of art or any type of gift that a person may have. And I think it's also based on a person's personality as well as their culture, their surroundings. There are some cultures that really emphasize the importance of being a good public speaker and being able to express yourselves, while others don't. And, of course, as I mentioned, personality has a lot to do with it. The bottom line is all of us have the propensity to be able to be good public speakers, especially if we have something that we're passionate about and something that we really want to share with others. And again, it really goes back to, even though a person may be a natural at something, they still have to practice it. They still have to continually develop and enhance that skill. So like athletes, of course, they may be great athletes. Like Michael Jordan was a natural athlete, but he still practiced every day. Cooks that are awesome cooks, like Emeril Lagasse, but he still has to hone that skill every day. And it's the same thing with musicians, the same thing with artists, and it's the same thing with people who want to be good public speakers. They have to continually hone and develop that skill. So even though it's something that all of us have the ability to have, it is something that you have to develop each and every day and continually develop, no matter how great or effective you become.
Right, because with any skill, you're always improving. You've never actually reached a point.
And it's totally necessary. And there are many great public speakers out there, so many of them, that obviously you may wonder, well, man, they're just a natural. I can never be like that. Well, first of all, you don't ever want to compare yourself to anyone per se. You want to be yourself and develop your own abilities, even though it is important to pattern yourself after other individuals. But if you talk to any one of these speakers, I don't care if it's Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, or someone even like a Martin Luther King from the past, or Barack Obama even today, these individuals, they're constantly practicing, and many of them even have people that they hire to help them
right.
to continually improve that skill. And it's obvious many of them are charismatic and no doubt have the personalities that would perhaps lend themselves to be public speakers, but that doesn't mean they don't need to continually develop that skill, even though they may have been so-called naturals at it.
And something I've just noticed about what you just said is, like, you named several speakers, and although they're all recognizably good speakers, every single one of them has a different, unique, and signature style. No two of them are the same in the way they speak in public.
Exactly. And that's really an important point that people have to keep in mind. We do want to pattern ourselves. We always want to study the great speakers, whether past or present. But we want to be ourselves. We want to be unique, bring what we have to the table. And again, but that really involves a lot of practice and a lot of development of that skill, even if you're a so-called natural. And for those out there who eventually will listen to this and they feel that I just cannot do that, it is possible, because some of the greatest speakers today, and I know you, Karma, know this, some of the greatest speakers today were not great public speakers at one time and didn't
right.
think they would be.
Oh, yeah, and that's definitely a trend I've found in all the interviews that I've been conducting for this program, is that many, a very high percentage, started off with being shy people at the back of the room, not hand raisers, not people who would, I mean, it was like pulling teeth. I even had talked to one person who cried her first public speech, another person who fainted, and they're all very successful, but they didn't start out that way.
Exactly, and those are such good points, and that's why I really appreciate what you're doing, because you're going to get such a wide realm of experience and individuals from all different walks of life and all different circumstances, and it'll be real advantageous for others to listen to how these individuals got to the place where they were as far as this journey to becoming effective at public speaking, and they'd be surprised. I mean, there's no one out there at some point, even the so-called natural individuals, who hasn't experienced a little trepidation at speaking in public. But again, when you're passionate and when you have a purpose and when you recognize the importance of sharing that power, that's what enables you to continually develop that skill so that you can benefit others.
Right. Someone else I talked to was mentioning how Robin Williams and Jay Leno actually get nerves before they get up to perform and speak in front of a large group. It seems that in a way, if you didn't have that little bit of nervous energy, you wouldn't have the energy to get through your speech. You need to harness that nerve and turn it into excitement and channel it into your passion for your topic.
Oh, so well said. So well said. You're absolutely right. I mean, one thing that people need to recognize is that it's okay to be nervous. Many times I'm approached by individuals and they ask me, well, were you nervous? And I tell them, well, yeah, I'm always nervous before every speech I give or every engagement. And they're like, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. You can't be. And I tell them, nervousness is a good thing. One, it keeps you humble. And another point is that it makes you look real to the audience. They can relate to you better. You don't come off as perfect necessarily, and it's easier for the audience to connect with you like that, especially the individuals who have a hard time with public speaking. And not only that, you know, it's okay to have butterflies as long as they fly in formation.
Right. So as I said, if you harness that nervous energy into something that works for you rather than against you.
Exactly. And that's what you want to do.
So if you were a public speaking superhero, what do you believe would be your main superpowers?
Well, I tell you, I ain't thought about this long and hard. And I have to tell you, there are some superheroes out there that have more than one. And I don't want to cheat too much, but I will say there's two things I think that I really appreciate that I would want to have as a superpower, per se. And that would be inspiration and electricity. Inspiration, perhaps, is one that I'm sure many have come up with, but inspiration to me is so important. When I was in high school, I was named Mr. Inspirational. And I'll tell you, even though I appreciated it at the time, I didn't fully appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the guy who was named most athletic and the other guy who was named most likely to succeed. And of course, it's just high school and they're just titles, but they do mean a lot because they reflect how your peers think about you. And so I really didn't appreciate what it meant to be inspirational and what effect I was having on individuals because of the type of life I was leading. But as I got older, I came to appreciate, wow, I really, really can see why it's so important to be inspirational to others and
yeah.
to be able to be recognized by your peers, whether you're younger or older, in that regard is truly a humbling blessing. I really feel one of my main goals in life is to inspire you, and of course in talking to my audience or my clients, to inspire others. And inspiration is so important because it's like a power source. I actually had the privilege of doing an interview a couple of months back, and it really had to do with inspiring individuals to be motivated. And the reason why it kind of centered around that is because people talk about inspiration and motivation. They're very connected. They're very similar. But the difference is motivation, in many ways, is something that a person has to have themselves. So even though we may say, I motivate someone or this person motivated that person, the reality is motivation has to come from self. Motivation has to come from within, whereas inspiration can come from an outside source that can turn on that switch of motivation. And that's what really inspiration does. Inspiration is like the power source, whereas motivation is which. And so what all of us should really strive to do, and what I've really said as my goal as a speaker, as a trainer, and just as a person in general, is to inspire others, give them the power to turn on their own switch of motivation, which will enable them to change, and then hopefully inspire others as well.
I totally get what you're saying, because the tagline of my business is, if you don't inspire, you expire, which basically means if you don't inspire a response, you don't engage your audience, you and your message will not be remembered.
You're absolutely right, and that's so important that people appreciate that. Inspiration, I know we're kind of bombarded with inspirational speakers, motivational speakers, but we have to recognize we need that daily. If we're not inspired and if we're not inspiring, it's going to be hard, especially with all the problems that we have, the tribulations and the struggles that all of us are going through, not just the poor either. Everyone is going through something. And they need a constant flow of inspiration to keep them going and
right.
to hopefully, again, power that switch of motivation within them to just keep going and not give up. And like I said, yeah, we will expire if we don't inspire others and if we're not inspired ourselves.
What about electricity?
Yes, electricity. Well, really start off as a play on words because, like I mentioned, I was an electrician by trade. But one of the important things that I appreciate is that I really want to put a charge in individuals. I want to, again, kind of give them that power. And, again, there's that connection with inspiration. And also just really charge them up, put a spark in them, and really light up their life, for lack of a better phrase. And again, of course, that all has to do with electricity. We think about what electricity does. It's very powerful, but again, it has to be contained, you know. And
harnessed.
Exactly. It has to be harnessed. And so you don't want to overdo it. Of course, a person can be a little too excitable or maybe too electric. It's just a matter of providing the proper amount of power to charge something and to really get people going. And that's what I seek to do, not just with my training, but with other speaking engagements or even when I'm in my congregation, to hopefully encourage others as far as our ministry is concerned. Whatever it is, that's really my goal, is to give people a charge and a spark, to spark them and give them a little spark that will enable them to just keep going and hopefully be inspired to continue despite any trials that they're going through.
So let's say someone wants to develop one or both of these superpowers themselves. What advice would you give someone so that they could develop these skills?
I think what it boils down to, Karma, for I think most individuals, if not all, is sharing their passion, whatever that passion is. If you have a passion for something and you really feel that it can benefit others, you're going to be truly inspiring, and you're also going to really put that spark to others. So in that sense, you can have that electricity, you can have that inspiration, you can be that power source that enables others to move forward, and certainly that will help them to pursue their goals or make their way towards success as well. And so again, it just goes back to sharing your passion. And one thing that I can really appreciate too is that a person really needs to live their life in a way that they're worthy of being modeled. In other words, everything that you do, whether it's in business or in every other aspect of your life, you want to be sincere. You want to cultivate a sincere personal interest in other people. It's not going to be just about you. You want to be loyal. You want to have integrity and important qualities like that. And if you live your life like that, then you're going to be worthy of being modeled. And basically, people will be inspired by you because they see that you're living it. They see that you're not living a lie. They see that you're really interested in helping them or changing them or giving them advice on how to be a better person, a better family member, a better CEO, whatever it may be, a better student.
And that's right, and nothing paints the message more than hypocrisy.
Oh, and unfortunately, I think that's one of the things that has certainly affected so many today, especially young people. Young people, all of us hate hypocrisy. Well, I shouldn't say all of us because there are some people that are hypocrites, obviously. But young people in particular are affected by that.
I mean, when your hero falls, especially when it's a fall because they say one thing and do something else, there's a betrayal that goes on there that is devastating.
Oh, it's huge. It can have such a traumatic effect emotionally and in other ways. You're absolutely right. And none of us are perfect. We all have failings. We all have imperfections. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, again, that enables us to connect more with our audience anyway. We don't want to come across as perfect.
Right. But that's very different from not walking your talk.
Exactly. And see, that's an important thing. That's why, again, I feel is what you're doing is so needed. Because a person has to recognize the power that they have when they get in front of an audience, whether it's 2 people or 20,000 people.
Yeah.
When you get in front of an audience, you have power, and with that power comes great responsibility. You can either use it for good or you can use it for bad, and throughout history, we've seen some very powerful orators who have used that power of speech for bad.
Yes.
And so when you think about that, you can have such a tremendous impact on a person's life. So if you're going to get in front of an audience, even if it's just for business purposes, perhaps in even more settings, a religious setting or an inspirational setting or what have you, it really doesn't matter. People are looking at you as an expert. They're looking at you as someone who's going to help them and change their life for the better. And it's really daunting. I mean, it really almost, when you think about it, it's over to think about the effect that you can have on others in that way. But it helps you to appreciate why you need to have that quote-unquote superpower of being inspirational as well as electrifying, because you are providing something for a person that can truly, truly change their life and mold them into a better person.
And that's regardless of what your topic is. You could be talking about underwater basket weaving to a bunch of people who want to learn that skill, and it's still important.
Exactly, exactly. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what the topic is. If it's important to your audience, then you have to come across as sincere, really wanting to help them and benefit them. And if you don't, then you can really, at the very least, you're going to waste their time.
This is true.
At the very least, waste their time and perhaps their money. But generally speaking, it's going to be more than that, because these people are looking to you, whatever the topic is, they're looking to you as an expert. They're looking to you as someone who can help them and can benefit them. And these days, you know, people don't have time to waste.
Right. In fact, they are giving you their most valuable resource, which is their time.
Exactly. And that's huge. And that's why it's really sobering. When you're given, I don't care if it's just 5 minutes, you know, in many cases it could be 20, 30 minutes, an hour and a half to get in front of an audience and speak on whatever you're speaking about. These people are given of their time, and so you better have something to give them. And again, you really have to bring something to the table that's truly going to benefit them, that's truly going to inspire them, that's going to electrify them and really have them wanting more. And again, it's not about you, it's not about the praise. All of us can benefit from commendation and praise. We all need that. We're humans, and so that's certainly gratifying when we receive that, but that's not the reason we do it. The reason we do it is because we care about others and we want to share what we have because we think it's valuable. And that's why, again, it all boils down to sharing your passion. And that's what's truly inspiring and will aid others to be motivated to succeed.
Well, thank you so much, Lorenzo, for sharing your knowledge with us today.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity. Again, I really appreciate what you're doing. I look forward to the final product, and hopefully we'll get a chance to work together even more in the future.
Sounds good. Well, this is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.